What's up, everybody? It's your Conqueror's Coach coming at you for another podcast. And today we're going to talk about the greatest source of motivation. Your greatest source of motivation and inspiration. Now, if you think about it, many people may say, oh, you know, I'm motivated by this factor or that factor, or family motivates me, or, you know, maybe some people are motivated by financial reward. But if you look at what value producers is, what I like to call them, what inspires them, what motivates them, what motivates every single individual that I believe is themselves. Every moment that you have in your life is vital. Yet we don't retain every single moment well enough to reflect on them all. You see, there are only certain moments that we maintain, that we store in our memory, that we can reflect on, and we can think positively about, or we can think negatively about those things. And if you really think hard enough, long enough, I believe you will find some of the greatest sources of inspiration and motivation that you have ever found in your life. More than a YouTube video, more than a podcast, more than a seminar, more than an individual who may be a rapper or a singer or some musician, more than the painters you admire, more than any financial guru, more than anything that you find motivating for yourself should be yourself. And it is. You have to find it. That's your task. That's not my task. I don't get to this earth and say, you're only gonna feel great by motivating such and such. I feel great by doing that, but only because such and such or XYZ executed and took action. See, momentary inspiration, momentary motivation to be joyous in that moment while you're listening to the speech, to be joyous while you're attending the seminar, that's expected. To be happy while receiving the gift, that's expected. After that time has passed, do you still carry that same fire which was lit when you listened, when you viewed, when you received? You see, it's tough. It's really, really tough to carry that same motivation and want when time passes after the gift has been unwrapped and the giver has walked away. Are you still as fired up about that gift? Are you still as fired? See, we will walk away from it. And what I'm talking about is the greatest gift that you have ever been given. We have the human brain. We have walked away from the gift that was given to us. We don't truly cherish it every single day as we did when we were children. The way we cherished it and the way we showed our appreciation for that magnificent gift, which is the human brain, which will be your main source of inspiration and motivation, the way we did that was imagination. So now if you can imagine your childhood imagination, stay with me for a moment, the way you were able to create environments or methods or stories or whatever reality you wanted, you could create this in your head and you would execute it in the real world. If you envision yourself being a hunter in the forest, you'd grab your blankets and you'd set up a fort You grab the broom and it'd be your gun and you'd set up things and slowly but surely you would visualize yourself inside of a forest waiting. Crouched right between your tent, which is made from blankets and chairs, by the way, and sheets in your home, and knowing that your mama might just tear your butt up if she find you messing up them good sheets, but you didn't care. You had to create that environment in order to experience what you saw in your mind. And I'm telling you, if you can reach that point of imagination one more time as an adult, you will begin to find your greatest source of motivation. I have. I want you to do the same. I welcome you to do the same, because as a conqueror of this trauma, you must see yourself as the most brilliant, magnificent thing that has ever been created. You are walking this earth after one of the most horrific things you could ever experience. No one asked for it. Nobody deserves it. But what deserves to happen is the creation of a better you. And through that better you, there's a better environment. Your greatest source of motivation and inspiration lies right within you, right inside of your mind. It's the key to unlocking all the confusion and gaining clarity, gaining some sense of understanding and purpose through all this mess. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. And if you feel that it has died, you must work on the rebirth. That is your task, to be reborn after the scars, after the pain. Be reborn. Don't give up now. Do not settle or give up. Fade out. These things are not characters of you. You don't have to do that. I can tell you one thing. You're great. And that's just not something good to say. You know? That's not something that just rolls off of my tongue because I don't have anything else to say. I truly believe that you have the greatness in you, even though you have been through this. It doesn't make you. Why not be refined? Why not? You have the choice. I have the choice. Every single person has the choice. And the moment we decide to believe in ourselves, and the moment we decide to cherish ourselves and see ourselves as wonderful, see ourselves as worthy of having the things that we want and the healing that we want, I'm satisfied with the mental stability and the love. That's what I'm satisfied with. Like, my reward is the smile on the faces of others. Like, my reward is the success of others. That's why I started Skip the Lines, because I wanted other survivors to feel great about themselves and start creating and accomplishing things. So I decided to start a company that could actually facilitate those type of things. And even though I come from dirt poor, and even though, you know, we live near middle class, not even, I still believe in this dream. I don't see my lack of resources as something that prevents us from having this environment, because I'm not lacking resources. I have the ability to connect myself with everything that I need in order to create this environment. That's the truth of the matter. And in my spirit, I feel it every day when I wake up, that there's nothing that I do without wondering, what are my conquerors doing right now? How many are feeling like they want to take a next step, but may not have that foundation to take that next step? How many of us are going through this alone? Not everybody is, you know, fortunate enough to have a great foundation, to have supportive people around them. Everybody's not great enough to do that. Everybody still deserves the chance, though, right? So we take that, we start building, we start connecting, and we start learning that our greatest source of motivation and inspiration is ourselves. and my baby's joining me on the podcast today. You want to talk? No. Laugh. Have fun. Be joyous. And in your most down times, when you're filled with sorrow or you're sad, engage in the positive action, the great action that makes you tick. When I was confused about things like that and I was depressed like that, I'd stay depressed because I seclude myself and being alone and force myself to be alone because I was depressed and because I was crying. But then when I injected myself into my family and play with my kids, even though the tears will slow and they will stop and the depression fades, and long before you know it, we're on another level. And so unfortunately I have to deal with my little mom right here, you know. But guys, let's get our greatest source of motivation.